Hello.
Yes.
Good afternoon, sir. My name is Walter, and I'm calling you from National Opinion Survey. I'm not sending you anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household works for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, great. Are you 21 and older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African-American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American?
African-American.
Okay. Now, I know that it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Would you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Okay, great. Now, if you don't mind, may I ask your age?
Age?
Yes. You don't have to answer if you don't want to.
55.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, and please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional election in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
9.
Okay. And will you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
Very important.
Much more important or somewhat more important?
More important.
Okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Okay. Will you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Repeat that.
Do you consider yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
Not very strong Democrat.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove.
Somewhat approve.
Okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed, in generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied a little bit.
Okay. And generally speaking, all right, no problem. And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Better. Getting better.
Okay. Thank you. Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following will you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two: creating more jobs and raising wages, border security, improving kindergarten to 12 public school education, reducing crime, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, combating division and racism, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, making college more affordable and forgiving the student debt, protecting abortion rights. Which one will you pick?
That's a lot.
I understand they're all important, but which one would you pick?
Guns.
The guns? Okay.
One is definitely guns.
Okay.
But I can't remember everyone that you said.
That's okay. I could repeat them. That's not a problem, sir. And I want to thank you for your time. Okay. Now, creating more jobs and raising wages, border security, improving kindergarten to 12 public school education, reducing crime, fighting inflation, and lowering the cost of goods, combating division and racism, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, and protecting abortion rights.
Hmm. You know, guns is one, and inflation is another, but it's like several of them under there.
Yeah, I know. You only could pick one more. So you want to pick inflation and lowering the cost of goods? All right, no problem. Okay, good. Now,
well,
no problem. Thank you for your answer. Now, I like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And the 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, please say so, okay? Mike Rogers.
Mike Rogers, I don't know who Mike Rogers is.
Okay, no problem. Never heard of him. Team Scott?
Tim Scott.
Team Scott.
Tim Scott, 0.
0, okay. Democrats in Congress.
Yeah, Democrats in Congress. They're... I can hear that. It's from 0 to what?
From 0 to 100.
0 to 100.
Yes.
I would give them about 60.
60? Okay.
Yeah, about 60.
All right. Hill Harper.
Hill Harper?
Hill Harper.
I don't know that one.
Okay. Joe Biden.
Joe Biden?
Yes.
Probably about...
And answer all
your questions about all they want from you
is 70. Sorry? 70. 70, okay. Donald Trump?
Not in favor of Donald Trump at all, so.
How much?
I'd say about 10.
10, okay. Elisa Slotkin.
Lisa Slotkin.
Yes.
I'm not sure about that.
Okay. Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris.
Yes.
About 70.
70, okay, thank you. Republicans in Congress.
Republicans in Congress?
Yes, sir.
They're about a 5.
Okay. Cornel West.
Cornel West?
Yes.
Is about a 4.
Okay, and the last one is Hakeem Jeffries.
Hakeem Jeffries?
I'll yes, sir.
Him probably about... About
how much?
75, something like that.
Oh, okay.
75, something like that.
All right, good. Thank you. All right, now, I know that it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent Cornel West, and Independent Jill Stein, For whom will you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Repeat that one more time for me.
I know that it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent Cornel West, and Independent Jill Stein, for whom will you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you. And have you recently seen or heard anything about the President Biden and his administration are doing? Yes, a lot. Yes, some. Only a little. Nothing at all.
I didn't catch you. You said, have I recently what?
And have you recently seen or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing? Yes, a lot. Some. Only a little. Nothing at all.
Yes.
Yes, a lot?
A lot. Yes, a lot. I've heard a lot of what they're doing.
Okay, great. And has what you read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them? Much more favorable? Somewhat more favorable? Somewhat less favorable? Much less favorable?
More favorable for them.
Much more or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay.
Much more.
Thank you.
Much more.
And why is that?
Some of the policies that he's doing for the education, and he is trying to bring down the price of oil, price of fuel. And what is it? It's a couple of things that he's doing.
Okay, no problem. No problem.
I can't think of all of them right now.
It's okay. Just two or three is fine. No worries. Thank you so much. Okay, now let's go to the next one. And have you recently seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing? Yes, a lot. Yes, some. Only a little. Nothing at all.
I've heard a lot, but I've seen a lot of what he has done.
Of course. And has what you read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him? Much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, somewhat more unfavorable, much more unfavorable?
Much more unfavorable.
Okay, and why is that?
His immigration policies, his how he let his administration run wild, overspend, the budget is blown out of proportion.
Okay.
The not working on a lot of policies that he said he would work on, like prescriptions.
Yes.
Prescriptions, medical, and trying to remove medical, removing abortion care. I mean, not just abortion, but women's health care.
Okay. All right, no problem, sir. Thank you for your answer. I really appreciate it. We already 72%, so we almost done, okay? Now, I like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threat to the African-American community right now? You may choose two. Stagnant wages and rising costs. A lack of greater economic opportunities and jobs in your community. Rising crime and violence. Cuts to the social safety net like Social Security. Donald Trump getting elected president again, the lack of quality education opportunities, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, and the last one is the rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
All of
them. Yeah, I know, I understand, but unfortunately you can only pick two.
White supremacy.
Okay.
The Supreme Court and Donald Trump being picked as president. Donald Trump being picked as president and the Supreme Court rolling back policies.
Okay, so now, okay, so now the supremacy.
You said only two. I'll use the Supreme Court rolling back policies and Donald Trump being picked as president.
Okay. All right. So now, for each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump will be better at dealing with that issue, tackling inflation and dealing with rising costs.
You said
who would do better?
Joe Biden.
Okay, much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Okay. The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedom.
Who would deal with that?
Yeah, who would deal better with that, with all these issues?
Joe Biden. That's
much better, right?
Donald Trump. Yeah, much better than Donald.
Okay, fixing the immigration system.
Put him in there.
Fixing the immigration system. Okay. Much better. The rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
What is it? Is it, you say somewhat better or white? Much better.
Yes, somewhat better or much better. Who would do better fighting this issue?
Joe Biden, somewhat better.
Okay. Growing the U.S. economy.
Much better, Joe Biden.
And the last one is rising crime and violence.
Somewhat better, Joe Biden.
Okay.
He would deal with it better. Trump would just throw everybody in jail.
But generally speaking, does President Biden's handling the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less likely to support him? Or does it make no difference? Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference.
Somewhat less likely.
Okay. We got to worry about the issues here. Okay. And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you think the trial was fair or unfair? Very fair, somewhat unfair, very unfair.
Very fair.
Okay. Since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said the black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement? Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media?
Every day.
Very often? Often? Not often? Not at all?
Very often.
Okay. And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, other?
Other.
Okay. Okay, we already at 90%, so we almost done, okay? Switching gears a little bit. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. Now, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? From 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college and vocational certificates, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's, MBA, law, doctorate?
High school graduate.
Okay. Are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Great. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yeah.
Yes?
I got grandkids who stays with me for the summer.
Okay, so he's under 18?
No, they're 10 and 9 and 8.
And oh, okay, so they are under 18.
Yeah, they're under 18.
Okay, great. Okay, let me see. Okay, yes. Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Okay.
But conservative. Somewhat conservative.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, or hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
Okay. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
What was it, half or... Say it again.
Yes, nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, none at all.
Less than half.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Urban. Suburban,
okay.
We only got like two
questions.
Suburban.
Okay. All right. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Okay. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay, sir. This concludes our survey. I want to thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. Have a wonderful rest of your day, okay?
Well, okay. Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome, sir. Bye-bye. Nunca me voy en blanco. Nunca me voy en blanco. Hey. Sí.